Roger. Yep. Okay, well, that's all the information I've got. I've got nothing else, really. I would try the frequency shift, because I do have one on a Pi 4 here that does not exhibit that problem. So, you know, there may be some internal oscillator or something, and if you happen to pick the same frequency as the Pi 4, you know, it's got some oscillator or something like that, who knows. But I would try shifting the frequency a bit and see if maybe that clears it up.
Okay, I will give that a shot. Thanks, that's a way to go. All right, talk to you later, ABAPR.